Can gendered language make a difference in hiring decisions? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lewis Davis, professor of economics at Union College, delves into this question.
Languages differ in how gender is woven into their structure. For example, nouns have no grammatical gender in English, but are either masculine or feminine in Spanish. Similarly, personal pronouns are genderless in Finnish, are mildly gendered in English, which expresses gender only in the third person singular, he or she, and are more heavily gendered in Hebrew and Arabic, with gender expressed in the first or second personal pronouns as well. According to some linguists, speaking a gendered language highlights gender distinctions in the mind of the speaker, leading to greater gender inequality. But viewed next to other issues feminists have championed, from equal pay to votes for women, the debate over gendered language may easily seem frivolous. In the face of near daily reports of gender discrimination and sexual harassment, should we really care about how people speak? To answer this question, my student Megan Reynolds and I investigated the relationship between gendered language and the educational gender gap, an important form of gender inequality that is closely linked to unequal incomes, jobs, and health. Employing an international survey of over 150,000 people living in 70 countries and speaking 34 separate languages, we found that speaking a language with a sex-based system of nouns, such as Spanish or Italian, is associated with 3/4 of a year increase in the educational gender gap. Our findings suggest that some portion of gender inequality is rooted in language and thus likely to resist the otherwise equalizing effects of economic development. If so, then efforts to reform gendered language, including the use of he and she in English, can have important consequences for women's lives. Perhaps that's not so frivolous after all.
That was Lewis Davis of Union College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.